When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Some holiday stuff over the last couple of days. I did a little shopping last night.
Good for you. Good.
You know, I was out with my wife. We were both kind of picking up some stuff. We do a big holiday tradition. We're actually doing it tonight. We're going to get together. And, you know, it's just weird as you get older. Like, did you hear, was it Charles Barkley said that, like, anyone other than kids should not get presents? That, I mean, like, if he became president, that'd be the first thing he would outlaw?
I mean, I got it for it if you want to hear.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it. Yeah, I want to hear it. Yeah.
Audio courtesy of TNT. Well, one, President Chuck would be pretty entertaining, I must admit.
I'll avoid the political conversation. Yeah. But I just, I think he's right in some ways. You know, so what we do, and it's really difficult, okay? So the kids all get stuff, right? The kids are all always getting stuff, right? So that's good. And we follow
that.
Wait,
should be all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but a couple of years ago, we're all like, we're all getting together and the kids are getting everything. And we're all like, well, wouldn't it be kind of fun if we got each other something without going crazy? This is the hard part, right?
Right.
You got to do it without going crazy. So what we do is we do, it's gift exchange. So your name gets pulled out of a hat and then you get to pick out of a big pile. No one in the group was allowed to spend more than $25, and you will be ostracized if you did spend more than $25. So you had to spend $25 or less. You had to go out and buy a gift, and then, you know, it can't be gender specific either. That's the other hard part about it. So, like, I was challenged last night, but I'll come back and tell you on Monday how I did.
Absolutely.
And if people appreciated the the gifts that we got. So, but I just. It's really cool, you know. So you pull a name out of a hat, they go in, they get to pick the first one up. Then the second person who gets picked, they get to open up their present. If they like it, they can keep it, or they can swap with the first person if they like that gift better.
Oh, so it kind of goes like white elephant style then.
It's white elephant without, you know, having something that's currently in your house.
Right, without it being something I don't want to begin with.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, yeah. So.
That's a good idea. That's a real good idea.
Yeah, especially if you have a group of adults that just want to do something fun and you don't have to go crazy spending a lot of money on it.
Right, and you want to get somebody something, you know, nice enough not to, like, break the bank or anything like that, but, like, something that just says, hey, thank you. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for helping out.
You know what it is for me? It's when you walk into those stores that have the tables there and they're like, hey, looking for a gift idea? And it's always something, like when I was a kid, it was an as seen on TV thing.
Oh,
and you're always
section.
Like, oh, I think I want that. You know, and like I saw the Mr. Microphone karaoke last night. And they have two of them now. So, but not that I, and by the way, it's probably something you would only use once, let's be honest. And you use it that night and then probably forget about it. But it's something you would never buy for yourself. You look at and you're kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's a good idea. That's a real good idea. I'm notorious for, I want to get you something that you're going to lose. I want to get you something you're going to use, and I want to get you something that's not going to sit around and do nothing. So, like, I'm always, as a gift giver, I'm always notorious for, like, here's a pound of coffee. Here's, you know, here's some kind of, like, food. Here's something along those lines. Here's gift card to go get dinner. Gift card to go see a show.
Yeah, gift card, there's no thought in gift card. That's the problem.
Right. unless it's something like specific to someone. I'll give you a good example in a break because I don't want to give it away just in case they're listening.
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's personal grooming kind of thing. It's haircut, it's spa, that kind of thing. That's a little bit special. I get that.
That kind of stuff is special, or if you're going somewhere to do something and I want you to go experience it and do it right.
Or are you going to tell me what this is?
I'll tell you in a break.
Okay, you'll tell me in the break. All right, we'll talk a little bit more.
Because the person has people who are listening who are friends of theirs, and I don't want to give it away.
All right, so then you'll tell us the answer on Monday, too. All right, Tim May, Letterman Row, next, Baskin Info.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.